KJAN Sports.
It's time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. It's being brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
And starting off, taking a look at high school sports from last night in 2A girls substate soccer action. It was Council Bus Thomas Jefferson defeating Atlantic 10-0, ending the Trojan season there. Harlan was a 5-0 winner over Denison Schleswig. Perry defeated Carroll 2-0. Nottoway Valley of Greenfield 9-0 over PCM. And Norwalk 1-0 over Winterset. Now winners there will move on to regional semifinal play coming up on Tuesday, May 29th, and some of those teams will take on other teams that had first-round byes. That includes Nottoway Valley at Indianola at 6 o'clock. Norwalk will be at Glenwood at 5 o'clock. Harlan at Lewis Central, that game being played at Iowa Western Community College at 5 p.m. And then also Council Bus TJ will be at ADM Adele at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Softball and baseball action from last night. In baseball play, it was Atlantic over ADM Adele, 7-6 in 8 innings of play. The Trojans pick up a victory. Adair Casey was a 5-1 winner over Villisca. Carroll 9-2 over Webster City. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Southeast Webster Grand 10-0 in 5 innings. Council Bus Abraham Lincoln was a 6-1 winner over Council Bus Thomas Jefferson. Council Bus TJ also beat AL in the second half of the doubleheader 9-7. Creston was a 23-11 winner over Nottoway Valley. Harlan defeated Sioux City North 6-1. Kemper Catholic over Storm Lake 4-1. It was Lennox over Red Oaks 16-6. Lewis Central defeated Tri-Center 7-1. Madrid over Guthrie Center 4-3. Perry beat Denison Schleswig 5-3. St. Albert over Glenwood 7-6. It was Underwood over West Harrison 6-4. And Van Meter 10-1 over West Central Valley of Stewart. Also in softball action yesterday, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Bowyer Valley 12-2. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 15-0 as part of tournament play. Denison Schleswig was a 4-0 winner over IKM Manning. Walnut 9-4 over Fremont Mills. Fremont Mills also beat Sydney there 16-4. Arweva was a 9-4 winner over Glidden Ralston. It was Glenwood defeating Griswold 5-2. Lennox beat Nottoway Valley 8-5. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Wayne 4-3. Harlan defeated Missouri Valley 3-2. It was Walnut over Sydney 15-3. Trainer beat Corning 7-0. And Winterset 3-2 over Creston. Also going on today in boys state tennis tournament starts here today and continues into tomorrow in classes 1A and 2A. And 1A will be playing at Byron's Park Tennis Complex in Waterloo. And in class 2A, they'll be playing at Veterans Memorial Tennis Center in Cedar Rapids. In class 1A, doubles play, the Atlantic duo of senior Mitch Leiferman and junior Tyler Fisher will be competing for a championship. Also in 1A doubles play, the Red Oak team of senior Craig White and sophomore Jordan Nelson will compete. In 1A singles action, as senior Nate Ohms of Harlan and junior Pete Walker of Red Oak are part of the field. And in Class 2A, Alex Crowell of Council Bus Abraham Lincoln will play in singles action. Also, the Boys State Golf Tournament begins today in all classes and will continue into tomorrow as well. Class 3A golfers are playing at Ames Golf and Country Club. Class 2A is playing at Spring Valley Golf Course in Livermore. And Class 1A will be playing at Lake Panorama National Resort in Panora. Local competitors and teams that will be competing in Class 3A team-wise, it will be Carroll and Harlan. Also individually, Creston's Carson Whittington will be competing. And in Class 2A, teams include Kemper Catholic and or Kemper Catholic locally, and also individually, Clorinda's Kramer Samuelson will compete. And in Class 1A, it will be Audubon and Trainer on the team side. And also individually there in Class 1A, Adair Casey's John Smiley and Woodbine's Davis Hackman are competing there at the state golf meet. Once again, that begins today and continues into tomorrow. Moving on now here to Major League Baseball notes for you. Last night, a game you heard here on KJN, it was Shane Victorino and Freddie Galvis driving in three runs, including Galvis's go-ahead single in the sixth inning, and the Philadelphia Phillies beat the St. Louis Cardinals 10-9 behind an 18-hit assault. Also in the National League, rookie catcher Devin Masuraku capped a series full of homers with his first career grand slam to lead the Cincinnati Reds to a 6-3 win over the Atlanta Braves. Also, San Francisco pounded out 15 hits and mauling Miami 14-7. San Diego beat up on the New York Mets 11-5 behind an 18-hit attack there as well. In the American League, the LA Angels blanked Seattle 3-0 on a Darren Herron four-hitter, striking out 14. And Albert Pujols is starting to heat up. He swatted his fifth home run, a two-run shot in the first inning. He had three hits. Justin Masterson outpitched Justin Verlander as AL Central leading Cleveland completed a three-game sweep with a 2-1 win over Detroit. And Paul Konerko and Alex Rios hit back-to-back homers. And Alejandro De Azaza had a grand slam to cap a six-run sixth, leading the Chicago White Sox to an 11-8 victory over the Minnesota Twins. In the NBA last night, the Heat rode a 41-point performance by Dwayne Wade and used a 9-0 run at the end of the third quarter to eliminate the Indiana Pacers in six games. 105-93 the score last night. Wade scored 26 in the first half. LeBron James had another big game with 28 points, 6 rebounds, and 7 assists. The Heat needed the combined 69 points from their two superstars as center Chris Bosh is out with an abdominal strain and forward Udonis Haslam missed the game because of a one-game suspension for a flagrant foul. But Heat coach Eric Spoelstra says that his team has enough to get to the NBA Finals. Indiana had a 2-1 series lead before the Heat regrouped to win the final three games. Said losing coach Frank Vogel of the Heat, they're going to be tough to beat by anybody. And Miami now awaits the winner of the Boston-Philadelphia Conference semifinal. They'll play their Game 7 coming up on Saturday night in Boston. The Celtics are 17-4 lifetime in Game 7s at home. A person familiar with the situation says the Charlotte Bobcats will interview Hall of Famer Jerry Sloan on Friday for their vacant head coaching position. The 70-year-old Sloan spent 23 seasons with the Utah Jazz before resigning in February of 2011. He hasn't coached since. LeBron James was the leading vote-getter for the All-NBA team, while Kobe Bryant earned his 10th first-team selection, tied for second on the career list. James, who won his third MVP award, received 118 of a possible 120 first-team votes from a panel of media. Joining him on the first team were scoring champion Kevin Durant, Clippers point guard Chris Paul, and Magic center Dwight Howard. Guards Tony Parker and Russell Westbrook were selected to the second team, along with forwards Kevin Love and Blake Griffin and center Andrew Bynum. Britain's Roger Chapman has the first-round lead at the Senior PGA Championship after shooting a 3-under-68. Chapman leads John Cook by a stroke. Also, former champion Zach Johnson is off to a great start at the Crown Plaza Invitational in the PGA Tour. The 2010 winner has grabbed the tops of the leaderboard after a first-round bogey-free 64, and Johnson set the tournament record with a 21-under-259 total and winning 2 years ago. It's been a while, but Richard Petty has bragging rights once again in Charlotte. Eric Almirola took the pole for the Coca-Cola 600 with a lap of 192.94 miles per hour to give Richard Petty Motorsports a front-row sweep at Charlotte Motor Speedway for NASCAR's longest race. Teammate Marcus Ambrose was second at 191.598 in qualifying for the Sunday night race. Petty won a Sprint Cup record 123 poles during his Hall of Fame career. The 550-horsepower engines aren't the only things that will be hot on Sunday during the Indianapolis 500. The race officials are warning spectators for the Memorial Day weekend at Classic to prepare for the hottest weather in race history. The forecast is calling for temperatures to reach a high of 95, which would be 3 degrees higher than the record set back in 1937. The track will provide misting stations, cooling stations, and fans to keep people from overheating. If Novak Djokovic is going to win a fourth consecutive Grand Slam title, he might have to beat Roger Federer in the French Open semifinals. Friday's draw set them up to face each other in Paris at the same stage as last year when Federer and Djokovic's 43-match winning streak. And Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova could meet in the French Open quarterfinals. Williams won the 2002 French Open, while Sharapova is hoping to complete a career Grand Slam with her first title in Paris. Kentucky Derby winning trainer Doug O'Neill has been suspended 45 days as a result of one of his horses exceeding the allowable limit for total carbon dioxide, but the punishment won't begin before July 1st, ensuring that he will be able to saddle I'll Have Another in next month's Belmont Stakes. I'll have a little bit more on sports here after this.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In other sports news, Iowa State basketball coach Fred Hoiberg still isn't sure exactly where Royce White will land in next month's NBA draft. Hoiberg says a lot of that will be determined by how White performs at some pre-draft events in the coming weeks.
The process really is just kind of getting underway. He has not done any individual workouts yet. The way the process works is right now, he's training. There's a couple group workouts coming up. He'll go to the combine early June, June 6th through the 10th. And then a lot of that stuff will start taking place between then and the draft, which takes place late in June. So he's preparing. He's working out twice a day right now. He looks awesome. His body's in great shape. And, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with him on draft night.
Hoiberg says that even he was surprised by how well White played last season, often filling a role that Hoiberg did not expect from a player of White's size.
Our big thing was replacing Deontay, and we found the guy to do it. It happened to be a 6'8 power forward, but he was an absolute load last year. He was a freight train coming down the court, and he's just such an unselfish player, and that really carried us through a lot of the tough times early in the season. And once we gelled and everybody accepted their roles and the chemistry clicked in, we were playing some of our best basketball late in the season.
And replacing White will not be an easy task, but Hoiberg says that Iowa State will have to use multiple players to fill his shoes.
Collectively, I think we've got a group of guys that can really step in and make big contributions right away. Will Clyburn is a kid at 6'7", can really get out and run and play our up-tempo system. I'm excited about Will. Corey Lucius will give us that pure point guard that we didn't have last year, so you'll probably see us play a little more conventional. I think Percy will have a big sophomore season. Melvin will step up now that he's a junior. Chris Babb and Tyrus shoot the heck out of the basketball. And, I'm excited about the whole package. We've got four freshmen coming in, I think, that can play right away as well.
That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by White Pole Road Sailor. It's call 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Anita. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.